Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. And on the line is Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. And I've been accused of taking a lot of those, and I'm sure, Nick, you hear that as well. Nick joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you and the great people of Chicago. Now that the Super Bowl's over, does it still count as a Football Friday, even though it's just the XFL now? In any event,
just the XFL. Did you watch last weekend, Nick? Come on, it's not just the XFL. It's the XFL.
This is the XFL. Absolutely. Look, I went 2-2 last week gambling on it, and I got picks on all four games coming up this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
It's tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous. Tremendous.
So it was interesting because like the road dogs, there was one road dog that won flat out. I mean, it was just a weird. Does Vegas have a feel yet? Is there opportunity here because Vegas doesn't know what they're looking at either?
Yeah, and I love the way that you kind of asked that question, right? Because it's all those kind of things kind of encapsulated and wrapped into one. I think absolutely that they don't know what they're doing yet. And really, it's tough to blame them. I mean, we have four games of data. We're 1 week into the existence of this league right now. And I think the biggest takeaway from last week, and there are takeaways kind of on the field that I think we can take to kind of make our picks against the spread this weekend for games. But I think totals is kind of the biggest takeaway. I think, you know, the assumption was that with, you know, the rules being what they are to kind of discourage kicking, discourage punting, right? More points potentially on point after touchdowns, that these games would fly over the total. And we saw one game last week, you alluded to it, the road underdog winning outright in St. Louis on the road at Dallas. That game was 15-9. We saw New York beat Tampa 23-3. So we had a couple games that were very low scoring last week. So curious to see what the scoring is like this week. The assumption is obviously that offenses will get better as the season goes on. We'll see if that's the case. But that was my big takeaway from last weekend is I wouldn't bank on all these games going over, and I feel like a lot of people felt that way last weekend.
Nick, with the NBA All-Star game here in Chicago, is there money to be made by betting on the skills competition, the dunk contest, the three-point contest, or the game itself, and how would you approach it?
Yeah, I think there's always money to be made, and I'm less into the All-Star game itself on Sunday. Like when the NBA sent out like the new rules, I sat down and tried to read it, and guys, I felt like I was studying like a trigonometry test. Like I made it like a paragraph in, and I was like, it hurts my head. I'm just going to stop reading it right now. I don't even understand what they're talking about. But as far as tomorrow night is concerned, I think there are definitely some money-making opportunities. So I'll run through the three things and give you picks for all of them. Let's start with the skills competition. Now, we remember last year, De'Aaron Fox of Sacramento was the favorite. He didn't even make it out of the first round here. So I try to avoid chalk, like the heavy favorites in the skills competition. And I'm going to go with the big man here, even though I know we've seen big man win a bunch recently in the skills competition. And, you know, he was not my Vitas. He's not your Vitas, guys. He's our Vitas. Our Vitas Sabonis. We remember him, the great European center of the Portland Trailblazers. His kid, DeMontis, plays for the Indiana Pacers, played at Gonzaga. Can put the ball on the floor, can stroke it from the outside. I like Sabonis a little bit here, put 7-1 to win the skills competition. That's where I'm going there. For the three-point contest, there's a new wrinkle that we have to talk about, and that's you shoot from three-pointers from farther away to get more points. Who do I think that favors that's in this contest? It would have to be Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks, who's bombs away on these three-pointers, and I think is going to make a point to kind of show up and show out on All-Star weekend. So I'm looking at Trae Young in the three-point contest and in the dunk contest. And I know that this is going to be sacrilege to people in Chicago, but first off, Dominique won that dunk contest in the late 80s. One of the best. I don't even know if that's the best dunk contest ever. Because remember, we saw Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine just a couple years ago engage in one of the great dunk contests. It was absolutely sensational. Gordon's in this dunk contest. It's hard to go away from him. I mean, maybe Dwight Howard could be the sentimental pick. We know that Kobe was going to be involved in one of Dwight Howard's dunks. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of Kobe tribute. Dwight Howard. So Aaron Gordon, I think, is clearly the best dunker here. Pat Connaughton's a little interesting here. Just because we haven't seen him, he's got insane hops. And, you know, what you haven't seen, if he comes in and he dominates the first round or so, maybe Connaughton's got a shot. But Aaron Gordon would be the smart pick for me, even though he is the heavy favorite here. Or not the heavy favorite, but he is the favorite at around even money.
What about the game itself? Just bet the over? I mean, isn't that the advice, always bet the over on All-Star games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the total's like 297, and like these rules are so like, I'm being serious. Like, I don't even understand what the rules are for the game. I mean, like, I think that they're basically like doing it by quarters, and then it's like whoever gets 24 in the final quarter to honor Kobe. Like, I guess it's really that. I guess it's kind of simple then. Yeah, give me the over. I have no opinion on like the actual game itself. So let's take the over here. Maybe like we'll fade Team LeBron with Team Giannis. I guess I have no idea. I'm probably not going to bet on the spread of the game. Blindly give me the over on Sunday.
Any college basketball games stand out to you, and have you detected any trends so far this season?
Oh, college basketball is going to be tough because, like, well, we don't know what a lot of these lines are going to be like for tomorrow. Eli was saying last night on the show, guys, Eli Herskovich, that he almost didn't really like a lot of games on the board for tonight either. So I don't know what kind of this is going to be like, you know, with the NBA gone here for a couple days. You know, we have the skills challenge and the All-Star game on Sunday. And with, you know, college basketball, we'll do a lot of that on Saturday. But, I mean, I'm probably going to do a good amount on the XFL this weekend. I can give you a couple picks there if you'd
Let's get to the XFL. Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. We need your picks.
Okay, so let's start with D.C. I can run through all four games very quickly here. D.C. is a touchdown favorite against New York. And I would also caution, you know, we're talking about totals. Like, please don't get caught up in, like, the numbers, like, 3 and 7. They're not key like they are in the NFL. We don't think so, at least, with this new scoring. So don't get caught up on, oh, my God, they're a touchdown favorite. They're going to win by more than a touchdown. Because we don't even know if that even matters, a 7-point favorite. So D.C. opened up as a 5-point favorite. Now they're out to a 7-point favorite. D.C. beat Seattle last weekend. The Guardians coming off a win over Tampa Bay. I just think DC is the best team in the XFL or the second best team in the XFL. And I think New York, not as good as their win looked last week, 23-3 over Tampa. Tampa had multiple possessions inside their 10-yard line, walked away with 0 points. I mean, this is like betting on the NFL this year. It's mind-boggling. So I'm going to take DC, lay the points with DC in that game. Conversely, Tampa's going on the road to Seattle. I think Jim Zorn's one of the worst coaches I've ever seen. He was horrendous with the Redskins. I'm going to fade Jim Zorn every chance I get. So Tampa, not as bad as they looked last week. I think a bounce back for the Vipers, laying points on the road in Seattle. Houston Roughnecks, I think right now, you know, probably edging out DC for the mantle of best team right now in the XFL. Their coach is June Jones, and I think he's much like the late great Sam Weiss, the former Bengals coach, guys, who invented the K-gun and gets no credit for it because Jim Kelly, Marv Levy, and the Bills really used it to go to 4 Super Bowls in the early 90s. June Jones is an offensive innovator that gets absolutely no credit for partially inventing the run and shoot with the Atlanta Falcons in the mid-90s in the NFL. Now, his system didn't work in the NFL because the defensive talent is so good, and he has said that himself, but it does work in Hawaii, where he coached at the collegiate level in the CFL and now in the XFL. And he's got a quarterback who looked like the best player in the league last week in PJ Walker. So St. Louis was able to beat Dallas last week. We'll get to Dallas in a second here. Dallas didn't have quarterback Landry Jones. So I think Houston is going to be able to get the job done against St. Louis here. Let's lay the points with the Houston Roughnecks against St. Louis. And then Dallas at L.A. in the final game of the weekend. Now, Dallas's coach is Bob Stoops, the former Oklahoma coach. The quarterback is Landry Jones, a former Sooners quarterback. Landry didn't play last week. The expectation is that we will see Landry Jones. Let's wait for absolute confirmation on that. But if Landry Jones does play, I like Dallas laying the 3.5 on the road in L.A. L.A.'s quarterback is Josh Johnson, who played last year for the Redskins. He's very good. But we don't think Josh Johnson's going to play in this game, and he also didn't play last weekend, which is a problem for L.A. So I'm looking right now to lay the points with I believe they're the Renegades of Dallas. These are not sentences I thought I would utter in the year of our Lord 2020, but there you go.
You know, I watched it and liked it, Nick. I mean, I'm not kidding. I thought, you know, I agree with you. I've got a buddy with the D.C. Defenders, so I was watching them closer. And, you know, Cardell was pretty good, and that was a pretty good game.
Oh, I'm into it, man, Mully. I mean, listen, this is my kind of general philosophy as a sports fan. Like, I want more. Like, I want the college football playoff to expand, not because I care about the students, but because I want more stuff to watch and gamble on. Like, the XFL is new stuff to gamble on. Like, that's why these baseball rule changes are going to be great. Like, give me more playoff teams. Give me more intrigue. Give me a Selection Sunday show. I'm into it. It's more stuff to gamble on. It's more fun to talk about. So I'm very much into the XFL for that reason. Like, the quality of football, I will say, it ain't the NFL, no. And it ain't even like big time college football, but It was better than the Alliance last year. So I think definitely encouraging signs.
Thanks,
great
Nick.
Stuff, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.